episode 3 of the show. It's July 13th. I'm Joey.
I'm Kyle.
Alfredo.
And you'll notice this just run a three-man show today. We had waited a little bit too late to find out that Boozy had to go and do a gig.
Whatever it is Boozy does.
Well, I don't know if he's even getting paid for that gig. He said something about he's just helping some people out, so.
Yeah, and he does all sorts of, like, recording stuff for bands and stuff.
But oddly enough, you know, we think we should get him to do this, but I, for some reason, don't think to do this, because I feel like he has enough on his plate that asking him to do this for us in addition and make no money would be just cruel. And, you know, Boozy, I know when you finally hear this, you'll finally understand, man. I don't want to take up your time on something that you're not getting paid for, you know? It's like,
I thought you were going to go a whole different direction. Just, Boozy, it turns out, hate you.
You're not good at this.
I feel
like my amateur hour bullshit is better than your knowledge, the vastness of your knowledge of. I look at this. What's a studio monitor? What is this? What is this?
Yeah, well, I don't even. What
are you fucking running with headphones in here? What the fuck? What kind of fucking. You know, so.
I'm still questioning what type of gigs are we talking about here?
You know, from what I understood, he said that.
Power gig for.
Yeah, he's playing. He said one of the local bars said, "Hey man, can you come out and can you play Power Gig Rise of the Six String for us?" And that's what's going on.
Game on.
So, tonight's a bit of a somber occasion. We'll talk about that a little later. But we are drinking some bourbon. We'll talk about, like I said, we'll talk about it a little later. But you know, a couple beers in there too. And
I'm going to sleep.
Oh, you going to sleep already? Yeah. So I guess like we gotta keep the podcast rolling here. And you know, first I think we should say, you know, if you found us, congratulations, thank you. It's really been difficult the last few weeks. We just keep doing this and doing this and doing this. And
you are welcome to the dark side of the internet.
Yeah, on top of that, we have no idea what we're doing, and you know, the site's just getting slammed with all these problems of someone else owns that, turns out, but I don't know why we let you buy it.
But like for like a million years, even.
Exactly. So as we're paving through all those issues, you know, we'll eventually.
Also, congratulations on goldensaucer.com.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, exactly.
You guys really nailed that one down.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, we got the .net thing figured out, and we got, you know, the email set up. So if you guys ever want to email us here, it's Joe, Kyle, or Alf at goldensaucer.net. You can email the questions directly to the podcast at podcast@goldensaucer.net. That goes to all three of us, so all three of us see it. One of us will answer you back, all three of us answer you back, or no one will get to you. We don't really know, or we'll even just.
You probably here. Catch Alf on Twitter.
Yeah.
I forgot my password already, so.
Yeah, I remember I was going to ask that because remember we were coming up with these goofy passwords and none of us wrote them down.
Yeah.
So I even.
That was a bad idea.
I was straight up just to be like, Alf, what is your password?
Oh, did you forget it? All right. I'm going to have to do a
brown chicken cow. No, just so I can hear him say it and have his.
Brown
shit
chicken
hacked
cow
immediately.
02. My password for everything.
Are there any caps in there?
One. I'll let you decide.
It's somewhere in there.
Are any of the O's zeros?
Beat speaker. I should actually try to incorporate that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, by the way, I brought this name up to, you know, a random friend of mine, Golden Saucer.
All right.
First thing that they said, it's a porn emporium.
Oh!
I thought about that, too.
Non-gamers are going to have a field day with that one.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like it's recognizable. Granted, maybe a bit pandering.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so it's completely pandering.
But you know, it was an idea that I had years and years ago, and I'm really happy with it. Like I really really like the name. And
I'm happy too. But just to let you know now, me and Joey are going to do a tangent cast, and it's going to be RollingStart.com.
Rolling Start. Okay. I will see. Well, I looked into RollingStart.com.
Yeah, you better buy that shit before.
No, it's
this,
already some like this. Some like non used startup of, you know, getting you back on your feet. You know. Charitable organization, you know, maybe
it's like a better yourself.
Yeah, they have it, but they don't use it for anything.
Like a Special Olympics training camp.
So I think it would reach the point of the internet where like you have to like put podcast
That's
or show
terrible.
At the end of everything.
Joey just totally bit off Alf's horrible joke.
Oh really?
Fuck it.
What I meant?
No, we're going straight to what you assholes play. Joey, the fuck are you playing right now?
Right now, still on that Animal Crossing, but I'm getting ready for Shin Megami Tensei 4 coming up. Oh, it's got that sting on there, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little stank on it.
That's why
I actually gotta get myself a nipper as well.
Well, that's why we got all this water in here. That's, you know, you gotta suck down all the beer.
But yeah. What are you talking about, man? That's smooth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smooth
butter.
It's gonna help your podcasting voice.
Jesus Christ.
Put some hair on your nuts.
I'm gonna sound like the dude, the dude is talking to at the bar from Big Lebowski.
Oh, Sam Elliott?
There you go.
With a big mustache.
You call him Kyle.
Well, I did give you a little bit heavy handed there because you said you were going to drink two beers.
Yes, thank you, brother.
And you said you had to be up early in the morning.
Oh, how considerate you are.
But what I've been playing. What
the fuck are you playing, man?
Still in that Animal Crossing, you know?
We need to get you off that shit, dude.
You know, I've been slowly easing off of it. It's starting to get to that point where it's like, okay, I'm just doing this so I can do this, so I can do this, and then I'm done for the day.
Welcome to Animal Crossing.
Oh, so, like, your whole Animal Crossing is so formulaic that it's down to, like, World of Warcraft dailies?
Yeah, kind of like that. I'm just, alright, I know I gotta go do this, but if I want to go out and I want to do this, I can do that. You know, there's a lot of stuff to see there. If I wanted to, I could be going to the island every night and, you know, getting all these bugs and, you know, concerning myself with, you know, daily turnip prices, trying to get online on the internet, trying to get myself in there and get more the most bells I could, but...
You could do that.
Yeah, you know, but, or I could, you know, just do, like, what my original plan was, see what everything was about, back off of it a little bit, keep it on the back burner as something to keep playing and be social about, and then start transitioning into the other games, like, you know, like I said, Shin Megami Tensei is coming up.
Looks really nice, man.
Yeah, exactly, so.
Honestly, guys, if you have the cash flow and the time to play a, weird out there JRPG, even as a starting point here at Shin Megami Tensei 4, it actually looks like they're going to ease you into it a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks really phenomenal.
Plus, the nice thing is Nintendo's got that deal going on right now that if you buy Shin Megami Tensei 4 and...
Register Fire Emblem.
And register that in Fire Emblem and do the registration surveys.
$30.
They'll give you $30 their eShop. And $30 in that eShop... That's a lot of games.
Go a long way, man.
Yeah, a lot of good games. All those NES classics are $5. They just add Oracle of Ages, Oracle Seasons.
I mean, $30, that gets you all the NES Mega Mans.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Not bad.
That's a lot of good games.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, majority.
It's a lot of game plus some good game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, if I could pull myself to play Shanghai, Mama Say, Mama Said, the Moccasins, or whatever. I can't pronounce that for the life of me. I'm sorry.
Shin. You're good.
Well, there you go.
What?
I haven't really played a whole lot. I played some Street Fighter 4.
We played a little bit of Street Fighter 4.
I got
in Joey's head a little bit this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm usually throwing down that Sick Ryu game, and you finally figured out my tactic after a good number
months
of
months of just merciless pounding. From
But I told you, but there was that night we were out there sitting there, and I told you, this is how I do it. I always do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I never do it any other way.
You are very formulaic, Street Fighter.
But let's talk about what's really in my head there is that thing you showed me yesterday. That pro-ass tournament.
Oh, the Evo tournament fighters?
On turtles.
It's fucking crazy.
Have you seen that?
Have you got a chance to see it?
I saw a glimpse of it.
Fucking Matt and Pat. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, name drop. I knew I'd set you up for it. Boom!
I didn't even use their thing. It's fuck you, Matt and Pat's good. Their goddamn combo feat theater or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Dude, like, they were showing some of these Evo players for Tournament Fighters on, like, SNES. And, like, it's just nasty. Like...
I didn't know you could combo that game.
Dude, you could throw down, like, fucking here. Killer Instinct Ultra combos with that bullshit. Just nuts. Like, you don't even have to, like, repeat the same combos.
No.
Like, you can lay down, like, a full-blown 30-hit combo.
I mean, there was some of those things you were showing me, that were, like, infinite. There were things that I had figured out when I was a kid, and, you know, you know, when you're younger and you're with your cousins or neighbors or whoever the hell you're playing with, oh, you're cheating, you get hit in the ribs pretty hard, but, hey, man, what are you doing here, you know? And there's some of those things that I had figured out, but I always thought was, oh, that's just kind of weird, one off. I didn't know that was... At the time, that was a thing that people do and win tournaments with, you know.
Totally, yeah.
I only played with Wingnut and the girl that hits you with your butt.
Oh yeah, she's got.
Really,
got
you didn't play any of the Turtles?
Nope.
The Turtles are actually pretty good.
I don't give a fuck about the Turtles.
I'm a kid. I'm seeing a cartoon woman's ass being pounded in my face. Pretty much, I'm sold. That's it.
That's it, huh?
I might be getting to where Alpha's at.
Told you. I mean, it cold, so that way it would go down smoother.
Yeah, it's still.
That's why I got a backup drink in here, just in case.
Yeah, right. Starting this way. Right,
that's why I wanted to go get more beer. But, all right.
All right, so, Alf, what the fuck are you playing?
Well, considering everything's been hectic this week, I'm moving.
Yeah.
In transition.
You've been playing now. Tetris, then?
Yeah, I'm playing a lot of Snake back in my old Nokia. No, I've happened, since I talked about it last, I tried to play 3D.Hero. So I ended up playing that again. It was actually pretty cool to pick up my old save file and... Actually, I kept a journal. I did not know that. It keeps up where you're going and what you've been doing and shows you what's your next quest, the objective. I'm like, oh, okay, awesome. So I just ended up finishing a couple
of quests. Got right back on my horse.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. And I remember now, I completely forgot that I made a Link character in my game. So seeing Link there, I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, oh, that's right. And I created a character. So it was fun seeing that. It's just, this whole week has been crazy for me.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. That burp was good.
It is delicious. It actually is fucking delicious bourbon, but
it might be just that we're cracking this shit out late. But so 3D Game Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Anything?
That's it. Recent? Like I said, my week's been hectic, man. I'm looking forward to, because I did not know this was coming out. It opened up at my place of business, Dynasty Warriors 8.
Oh yeah.
I don't care what you say; those games sell. Those games are still full of fun. Well,
I mean, I just sitting here thinking about looking around the office. We did play a little bit of Wild Guns last week after the show. We recorded the show.
That was a horrible night.
It was a nightmare, wasn't it?
That was a nightmare.
It was hard. The game's hard.
It was real hard.
That's never good though. That's
even hard. I got into one of those like trance modes where like I thought I was pulling it off.
No.
Snuff short.
Like, I don't really see a difficulty difference between one player and two player in that game.
I disagree. I think two players play harder.
You think it's harder? Really?
Yeah, totally.
There's more projectiles flying at you.
Not even necessarily. Really? Like, I think it's just it's more things for your eyes to track. Like,
I mean, I do get another
character, so it gives
I see more projectiles. I see more enemies on screen. Actually,
really?
I see that. And they're slower pace for one versus two. I saw that.
That's definitely something we'll have to sit down when we sit down and play again. And then I know for a fact
we'll do a golden saucer quick look.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. And then I saw you kicking around some bump and jump the other day.
I don't know how I became good at that game.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard
like
you.
Miraculously, like throwing down.
Didn't bump die. Jump. I went like five areas in,
at least bare minimum.
And
that was weird. I don't know. I just got into a zone myself. I was just transed out. Like,
and I know that I was showing you the ropes on Mega Man 2 a little bit.
That was actually fun. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It would have been a lot more fun if it hadn't got the stage and Wily stage where we have to grind out to get all those crash bombs, because I'm never really fast enough to get through all that stuff.
Yeah, but it was actually pretty cool beating all the bosses like very that quick though.
You never had the little...
I don't remember doing that when I was a kid. I remember never having a pattern.
I mean, me and Joey are those rock, paper, scissors, bang, man players. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to analyze that and fucking...
The thing is...
Path of least resistance.
I mean, as a kid, I knew kill ice to kill the fire guy. That's all I always said in my head, so I did that.
See, but to me, in my mind, that's always been like, wouldn't the fire guy melt the ice guy?
I'd put him out, wouldn't it?
That's what... I mean, that's one of the...
I'm not going to go into science.
Yeah.
I'm drunk. All right. But wait, you know what Mega Man bosses remind me of, especially with all their element powers?
Mm-hmm.
I thought about this actually after I left the
Pokemans.
No, Battle Beasts. Do you remember Battle Beasts when you were a kid at all?
Fucking Beetleborgs.
No, not Beetleborgs. Battle Beasts.
I don't know what that is.
The fuck is a Beetleborg?
I don't know what. Fuck. Either one.
It's
of you
Power Rangers.
I don't know what. No, that sounds terrible.
So you don't remember Battle Beasts at all? Though?
No.
So back in the 80s, they used to have these little guys.
Oh, nice.
And they were all elemental powers, like wind versus wood, wood versus stone.
That sounds like Captain Planet, but go ahead.
Sure, that's what it is. Captain, yeah, whatever. London chick beat the crap out of the Chinese girl. See, I was going to go with Rachel Stiller, and did
have
not. I stopped myself.
Have you ever seen that one with Don
Cheadle? Thank you, podcast.
With Don Cheadle? Have you seen the Captain Planet with Don Cheadle?
Don Cheadle? Oh, yeah.
Turn people into trees?
No.
Okay.
All right, okay. Battle Beast, I always I made like a connection, I don't know why, to Mega Man, because all the elements, and they all have different powers based upon their element. It was really cool. Like, look at
the
Canada commercial, toy commercial, you'll think Mega Man right away. I'm like, huh, that's pretty fun.
You know what I see when I think Mega Man? Those terrible cartoons. Not the Mega Man cartoons. It's Captain N.
Mega.
And then, see, that's also one of the neat things. I guess, well, we'll come around to that.
Oh, fucking side tangent right quick.
No.
No, just give me 45 seconds.
I can be in your mind. If I can be in your mind.
Give me 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so scrolling down Netflix queue last night, right, with the woman, where we're trying to find something to watch.
Okay.
We get into the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh, okay, all right. So, I approve of this tangent.
So Acacia is, like, totally virgin to that shit. Like, never
like fucking seen. Is it like you got the live action and the cartoon?
The actual product itself.
Okay.
And so, you know, fucking scene, Mario enters or whatever, and he fucking lays down just the most unexpected, like, accent to woman who knows Mario as, it's a me!
You know
what I mean? So like, he's just like, oh, a pasta pepperoni! You know, and like, she loses her shit. Like, she was just like, who the fuck is this?
Alf, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? She has never seen that? What the fuck?
The fuck are you talking about?
You don't know about the Mario Brothers movie?
Oh.
Or the handshake. Jesus
Christ. Well, goddamn, that was like reaching for like that. I'm sorry.
But I'm saying, even that, you know.
No, but yeah, dude, like.
Well, no one expects it
was like the second episode that we started on, and fucking Birdo shows up, and she thinks.
Exactly what I was thinking.
And she thinks the toad is the baby Birdo or whatever. And like, Mario, Luigi, and Daisy, I presume? Is it Peach in that? It's not Peach. It's
my number. I don't remember Barry's.
She's got fucking brown hair. So
that show's gone.
Fucking
Daisy.
It's pretty good.
No, that show's gone. Dude, it's pretty
good. At that point, it was Princess Toadstool.
Right, yeah.
If it was from... Because most of the stuff they were sourcing was from 2.
Yeah.
And then even...
Oh, entirely. They use sound bites from the game.
Yeah.
Like, every time Mario jumps, like, what? Yeah, like...
The only thing I remember from the Super Show was one episode, and it's Winston from Ghostbusters trying to kill a demon possessed Luigi.
Oh yeah, my favorite one of the whole series, and this is the only one I truly remember, was where King Koopa was giant and terrorizing Tokyo, and like Mario had to like eat like this crazy mushroom pasta
to become huge,
and he became huge, and Godzilla fought him. Like in Tokyo, and it was fucking awesome.
Oh, super racist!
It wasn't that bad, but yeah, it was pretty bad. Anyway, do you remember your idea, buddy? I just wanted to get on that for a second.
It's gone. So I guess since we didn't really play anything, we can talk about the little trip we made.
Fuck you, Kyle. What the fuck were you playing?
Oh, all right, Kyle. What the fuck were you playing? That wasn't Project Cross Zone or Pokemon.
I gave up on Cross Zone.
Or goddamn.
Thank you. Finally.
Yeah, I gave up on it. Mega Man fucking 12 hours deep and eat my ass.
Or Black Ops. Or what else? Or Skyrim.
I can't talk about Skyrim.
I mean, all right. You can talk about Skyrim. I didn't know that was...
Okay, I just got the Legendary Edition pretty recently. I started a new character, and I just last night...
Well, I didn't know you started a new character. I thought
new, entirely new character.
I thought you...
Nope, from the ground up. Yeah, fucking retired a 100-hour character to replay DLC.
Yeah, I'm gonna break your badass.
Let me just tell you here.
I was playing on Novus.
Let me just tell you here. You can probably skip ahead and miss about 10 minutes of Kyle talking about goddamn grinding out blacksmithing.
Oh, God.
How many iron daggers did you have to make?
Oh, easily like 2-3 grand. Like, no joke. Easily. Maybe more.
When you got to the last level, I think I've watched you grind out like 100 of them.
Oh, yeah, like in like 30 seconds. Like, that's 100 of them's like...
Yeah, and you only got one level. Not even one
per
level.
Per 150, yeah, daggers. It's pretty fucked.
And you got to 100, didn't you?
I did. I got to 100, so I have all that dragon bone. It's sex. It's pure sex. Anywho, other than that, I've been playing those new...
Oh, I mean, we can come around to that, but you've been playing those new 3DS games.
Those new 3DS updates, yes.
Yes, okay. So...
We'll get into that in a minute, though, because there's a thing on Joey's fucking list here, so...
I mean, we can talk about that. I mean, we moved that down. So, yesterday, you know, we're friends with the Nintendo representative for our region, and she sends us all a message, you know, through Facebook and email and stuff, saying when cool stuff happens. So she's like, hey, everybody, you should update your 3DSs right now. The new system update's out. I was like, oh, cool, system update. You know, I get to read about how you disabled another R4 card or some other bullshit. Turns out, the system update that went out was all that sweet-ass Street Pass stuff that Japan and Europe already got.
Yeah, so they revamped the Mii Plaza. It looks nice and spiffy now.
Right.
In addition to that, there's that fucking sweet advertisement that if any of your corresponding friends are playing the same game. It's like,
oh, I was gonna tell you about
hey, man, thing. Do you want to fucking check out all this bullshit yeah, that you don't care about?
That's something that I do want to hit on. Is like, you know, I've only experienced it when three out of however many people of that you like three out of three or three out of five or three out of eight or three out of nine or three out of ten. I guess full disclosure here, we kind of cheat at 3DS Street Passing in this house because there's, what, 10, 11 3DSs here in this house?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
And you know,
cocksuckers.
Full disclosure, I have a problem with, I buy a new 3DS because, you know, I wanted Color the XL variant, or we wanted the Pikachu or
the Fire Emblem or the Zelda
or whatever. And I have a hard time selling them because everyone that I see on Craigslist is... I've even rescued a few from Craigslist. They are just people who are beating the crap out of these things.
Well, not only that...
And I have no problem selling a 3DS to someone who I'm friends with, who I know is going to take care of.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I mean, like, if a dude walks up to you and he's like, hey, man, I'm just trying to play this Donkey Kong, Joey will throw a 3DS at you.
Right, I'll lend you a 3DS so you don't got to spend all that money. And I'll lend you the game. You know, and that's one of the reasons I like having it, is so that I can say, hey, you don't have a 3DS, you don't want to drop $150, but I really want you to play this game, take this 3DS home with you.
Yeah.
You know, we're good enough friends, I trust you that, you know, you're not going to skip town on this. And if you are going to skip town on a $200 thing, we're probably not going to be friends in the long haul anyway, because you're a shitty person.
Yeah.
I will vouch for Joey, he did actually sell me a Zelda 3DS Limited Edition. Thank you so much.
Well, I sold you for cheap as hell, too.
Yeah, he did. Thank you so much.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but...
Then I got that box.
As it turns out, I have a similar story, and I got my Pikachu edition from Joey.
See? And so, I mean, it's quite easy to understand how, when, you know, you're hooking your friends up here, how you're like... And then only that, I have a hard time selling, you know... Well, sorry, I sold your 3DS that you gave me.
I figured as much.
But I got that sweet purple one now. That's really nice.
It's all good.
It was nice.
It was minter than yours. I don't know if that was possible. But
yeah, it was. It was fucking... He saw it at a local game store. It was fucking iced out. Just beautiful.
I'm happy with myself. I don't care what happened to my
little dude. All right. Fuck.
So, all right. So, no, the option they added that I guess we and I can talk about this. Alf can't because he hasn't upgraded.
I just learned about it today. I did not know.
Okay. So, they added four games. The first game being MeForce.
I want to talk about MeForce last because I think it's
okay,
the best.
Well, I'm just going to name them all. The second one being Flower Town.
The
third one being Warrior's Way. No sound effect? Okay.
I don't know how to sound effect at a boner.
And the last one is...
Say Warrior's Way one more time.
Warrior's Way. And the last one is Monster Manor.
It's good.
It's a boo.
And if you're like me and you care about the puzzles, they added new puzzles as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, to me, like, the... Let's just go ahead and break this section down of the. These are three individuals here that love the 3DS.
Totally.
I mean, if someone asked me what current gen, like, hey, I haven't played current gen games in a while, what current gen console should I get that's affordable, reliable, I love retro games, I love current gen games, what can you recommend? I'm probably going to recommend the 3DS XL.
Ouya.
The fucking Ouya.
All the way, Ouya.
If you want, Alf, if I wanted to recommend someone buy a $200 piece of shit.
That's $100, sir.
Oh, $100 piece of shit.
You're getting
quality. I tell them to buy shit. Two Ouyas.
Buy two Ouyas. Oh, God.
But I mean, everyone in this room has one. We love them, right?
I don't know Ouya.
No, three.
I was about to say, God, no.
Dick. So, I mean...
Nobody in this room has an Ouya.
I looked at that thing and I was like, no. Dude, I'll see you under $20. And this is the guy
who has 11 3DSs.
Who has 11... Exactly. And has a Neo Geo Gold pre-order edition bullshit up there on the fucking thing.
How many times did we play that?
I don't even know how to charge that thing, alright?
We played it till it ran out of charge and we were like,
no, I think it still has the same initial charge.
I would prefer the audience to think that we played it until it died and then we're just like, I guess that's it. Like,
we got him
on $300.
But, I mean, you know, also, we shouldn't try to pretend to the audience that I'm some kind of rich asshole.
Oh, fuck you! I keep telling Joey, anytime anybody asks about the collection, just fuck you, I'm rich.
No, look.
And then throw fucking like $6 at him. Just get a latte, you cheap bastard.
I'm like, rich, here's cab fare.
It'll get you around the corner. But that's
not right. Minimum $10 here,
that's
man.
Far enough away from me that I give a shit.
That's as far as I'm willing to get you away from me on my dime.
But, I mean, you know, anyone with a collection will tell you it's about getting things, a lot of things on the cheap, moving the crap you don't want, and keeping the good stuff in.
Yeah,
you
know, just chiseling out that.
Thank God you finished that sentence properly, because I was like, oh, getting things with, you know, stuff I had to do. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's.
Yo, talk. How'd you get that Pikachu 64?
I mean, whoa. Okay, so.
Suck 4 body bits. All right,
so, I want to talk about. So we're clear on where my mind's at. I want to talk about the new games between me and you, Kyle, because we played them. And then I want to, since we don't have any other real games to talk about, I want to talk about what that little adventure we went on a couple days ago. All right? So, you said you want to save Me Force for last?
Me Force for last, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so, let's talk about the one you hate the most, which is Flower Town, right?
Yeah, dude. So, if I may, Flower Town... is for pussy dildos.
You know what, man? Like,
and
you can't say dildos.
Flower Town is for pussy marital aids.
Alf. Como se dice double in the dildo?
What? Dude, he's been planning that for like a month now.
Oh, you're okay. Lost. I have no idea how to translate that.
Como se dice double in the dildo?
Como se dice. A double in the dong?
Double in the dong. What if we say dong?
Double pinejo. I just said double dick, apparently.
Alright.
Alright,
so please correct me.
You do not know how long I've been running that down. Just like, break
so that was the thing I was like, Joey's going to hit you with at some point.
Just correct me in the comments.
Alright, so.
Oh, dude, everybody fucking email Alf and call him Fidel Podcastro, please.
Oh, god damn it.
Dude, he loves the nickname so much.
I got to set up that email. Alright, so.
My mom is going to fucking disown me.
Since I've spent a little more time with Flower Town than you have.
You.
Oh, I can't say it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'll explain basically what it is to the audience. You get a flower.
And you grow it.
And you grow it. And the amount of people that you street pass water the flower, and then once it blooms, then they bring their flower, and you cross-pollinate, and then you get new flowers.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to fill out this whole journal. And then there's a mall where you can go and buy stuff, and then do these stupid jobs to grow other flowers for other people.
When anybody ever says cross-pollinate, all I can think of is that giant bee from Cocker's Glad Furry who's like, I just want to pollinate astigmas.
And then Cocker's like, what? He goes, what? She has big tits.
She's the big titties.
I have a bee. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You know what? It makes me mad. There's an eBay... I'm not going to say anything. There's some eBay auctions that I was monitoring for Cocker's Glad Furry that I had to let go because they just went way past the
You already have it, don't you?
No, yeah, but...
So stop it.
No,
stop. Intervention time. In your podcast live, stop.
They're good.
Do you have a box copy of Conker's Bad Fur Day already, Joey?
Yeah, but it's not that great.
Stop.
All right.
I mean, if I had to rate it on a scale of shit to mint, it's probably... okay.
It's like a fart?
It's decent, you know? Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
All right.
It's a wet... It's not a wet fart, like a dry fart.
Ooh, is it one of those ones that you're always on about that it's got pointy edges?
No, it's not one of those.
Joey sometimes tells me, he's like, oh man, that fart had pointy edges. And I'm just like, oh.
Too much sharing. Bourbon was a bad idea because we're just tangent.
I'm just
like,
on loose. Just loose out there, man.
So, second game that was out there, Monster Manor. Let's talk about that one.
Okay.
Because I know you said you like that one, so I'm trying to go from.
Yeah, it's got like little hack and slash element to it. And it's, you know, you build like little.
Yeah, you basically you get these.
You make your own little maze, right?
Right. You got these little Tetris pieces that you get from street passing, and it allows you to fill out this whole thing. You're looking for these hidden stairs.
Colors connect different colors. You have to open a door. If you open the door, you have a chance to fight a dude. Find a dude is mostly based off of timing.
Yeah.
Right. And then. Hilarity ensues, you get things for
you
hats.
Get some XP.
You get some XP, you get bullshit.
Right.
Then you get...
I should add that too. They added these ticket systems.
Yeah, basically everything equates to hats.
Yeah, basically they added this ticket system where you get prizes, you can trade those in for hats. every day there's 4 new hats. I think there's
you guys are 23 Team days. Fortress 2.
Basically, there's 23 days with 4 new hats. And so the Monster Manor one's okay. There's some puzzle boxes in there. I don't know if you found the puzzle boxes.
Yeah, no, I found a mystic orb.
Those things, it's like a storage closet.
Yeah.
Basically. And then after that is the one that you were excited, most excited about initially.
Warrior's Way. Yeah, which I actually am still, I guess, kind of. It's kind of a flip-flop for me. I mean, like, and I'll get more into it when we talk about MeForce. But, yeah, Warrior's Way is really nice just because it gives you, like, this really pleasing aesthetic. Like, the way that the Miis are animated in that seem a little more fluid, and they've got, like, kind of cool costumes depending on which...
Yeah, I would say that about Flower Town. Like, they change, like, the walking animations to Wii to be, like, this weird saunter kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really sit well with me initially, but maybe it's something to grow me over time.
Potentially, yeah, give it some space.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But going with Warrior's Way. So, basically, it's, like, a strategy RPG that's very linear...
Yeah, it's really light. To me, it seems like the most basic version of, say, like a Fire Emblem style kind of thing,
right.
Where it's a
straight line,
rock paper scissors, kind of combat layout where it's like
it has exactly. You need this. You have this many dudes. You got to fight this many dudes. Adjust the slider this much so you get all the gold stars, so you know you're gonna win.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it's just move from country to country and expand your empire.
Right.
While also advancing your home city or whatever.
And exactly. And then the people you street pass and meet, you know, they
add to your army.
Or you can fight them.
Or you can fight them. And that's the thing. I haven't done that yet, so I don't know what that equates to.
Right, right.
So, I mean, like, who knows, like, if beating them gets you some sort of... And then, like, also, does that affect you?
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm more interested to get into it a little more.
Right, exactly. Anyway. What if I win or you win?
Mm-hmm.
You know. The other thing is, there's definitely more to be said there, and, you know, these games all came out yesterday, and so we didn't really have a lot of time to spend on them. And then, the last one to talk about is MeForce, which I was the most excited for that, but it seems like you've come around to liking that as much as I did.
Oh, man, yeah, MeForce is just a ton of fun.
I mean, the best way to explain it is a shmup.
Yeah, total shmup.
But,
if you're not familiar with the term shoot-em-up shooter, right?
Yeah, like, basically, it's a shoot-em-up, and... Every street pass you get, you add an upgrade system to your little station.
Sort of. So, like, your first one is your weapon.
The
first one's a gimme, and then after that, you rescue the pods.
Right.
And then every pod that you rescue adds to your arsenal, basically.
You can either go with a new gun that shoots a different direction, or not a new gun. The gun you get depends on the color shirt.
Yes.
And then, you know, you can mount it anywhere you want to shoot a different direction. Or you could put it behind one of your existing guns and upgrade.
And an upgrade, basically. Yeah, have a more powerful version of the originally established weapon.
Right.
So this game has a lot of potential for Street Pass, that
right.
kind of thing. Like, level design, is as shmup as it could be. You know, there's little secret areas that you can get to by breaking through blocks and...
Right.
And getting more treasures and stuff. And then one of the better parts about it is it has, like, a score that it wants you to try to achieve.
Yeah, one of the things that's bummed me out about it, if you only got one street pass, you're probably not going to beat that score.
Yeah, it's difficult. Because you get a bonus for each surviving pod as well. So both times that I've played it so far, I went in there with 8 street passes apiece.
Right.
So I ended up having... You know, all four, like, all three of my forward-firing weapons and my backward-firing weapon both powered up once.
Yeah.
And so I was just laying it down on those easy difficulty.
Yeah, of course.
So...
Well, versus what I just did on this one of those one later levels, where I only had one pod, and I had to retry the level because it was just difficult. Because designed for... it even said, hey, if you had someone with a red shirt, you'd be doing a lot better in this level.
Oh, yeah, it gives you, like, a...
Yeah, a little tip. Hey, this is why you
suck. And then, not only that, but it also has leaderboards for everybody else that you've street passed that has also played the game. And then, for each new territory that you enter, you get one of those little fucking cards that gives you a new hat or whatever.
One of the things that I think was interesting that I noticed that you might not have noticed, like, if you played a game, if you have a game, and when we street pass,
Yeah, when, the little me jumps.
Oh, the little me jumps. Okay. Yeah, I didn't,
okay. They'd be like, I love this game, or I own this. Yeah, so. Totally. You and Christy are fucking bouncing all the time. No, nobody else is there. Everyone else is like, fuck spending money on stupid
well, I mean, Street Pass bullshit. So we should talk about the price. It's they're $5 a piece. Right. But if you buy...
Which is not a bad sale right. Anyways, considering that you get to play this twice a day.
If you Street Pass enough.
If you Street Pass enough.
So it's... But if you buy the whole bundle, but you only get offered this at the first purchase. If you buy a whole bundle, you get basically all four of them for the price of three.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, if you're listening to this in a country that isn't the United States, it might be a different price. That's just...
Yeah, weird. Regional fucking shits, whatever. It's that price in the States.
So, you know, just in case. Yeah. The other thing that I want to talk about is, I feel from some of the games, like you and I was trying to talk about this earlier in the car, like some of the games encourage you to Street Pass more, and others encourage you to Street Pass less or play differently with your Street Passes.
Yeah, I think it's maybe a little too early on to really
realize. Well, I mean, like the flower game, I got to the point where my flower was out, and I got all the watering and all the crossbreeding pollination things I can get. But I still had like four more Street Passes going on in there.
And so it just wasted
them.
Right.
And then like I said about the, you know, some of the games were like the Mii Force, where if you could beat the level with three Street Passes, you know, and then you beat it with three, you get the high score, you did everything you could do, but then you use all eight of them, or, you know, you kind of burn through it. And I feel like a lot of them have this thing, or even the other one, the rock, paper, scissors one, whose name I can't remember. Warrior's Way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get these additional armies, but when you're rolling into battle with 4,000 army, you know, you're like, oh, well, I'm fighting these other guys that are only 2,000. I could have, you know, gone with three less Street Passes, and I could have kept playing. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's limiting your play. So, it's just one of those weird things. Like, you know, like I said, maybe time will tell and I'll feel a little different. And then not only that, but like if you're doing puzzle swap, you're doing Find Me One or Find Me Two, and then these four games, and you know, point that Alf brought up, if you're at a convention, you're gonna be like, I don't have time.
Yeah, you might do your puzzles and you might be able to get some Find Me in there. But
I'm saying it's catering to the people that already completed Find Me up and down for the past two years already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, it's catering to those people, but like say like me. I've just started my Find Me. I'm like, I'm not going to sit for half an hour and play four games.
You know, it's,
with
kinda,
just the 10... it's probably a lot more.
And it kind of sucks.
Well, yeah, exactly. It with kinda, the 10 passes I just got, I'm like, I can't empty this out with all four games. I'm just going to do a quick puzzle.
You know, I mean, like, it's not necessarily that you're getting 10 Street Passes a day.
I know. This is
kind of hanging out here, maybe.
But this is talking to the people that actually just walk around and get, like, maybe three Street
Passes.
Well,
you know, most places, you go to a mall with a GameStop or...
Right.
You know, you go to a Best Buy, you go to a Target.
Facebook. How does
that work?
Facebook coordination meetups.
Yeah, you go somewhere like a Barnes Noble or something on the weekend.
So you go to
a
GameStop with like all decked out in 11 DSs?
Sometimes.
We've brought them around. I've done that before.
We've discussed that I need like a fucking a bandolier. I want to get a bandolier made.
You should probably get a t-shirt too that says like, check your 3DS, you can't get any more straight.
Exactly, that's a good idea, maybe.
She's wearing like Chewbacca.
Check
slash.
Yourself before you Street Pass yourself.
Yeah,
wear Chewbacca's sash.
And just yeah, that's a bandolier. Yeah,
that's a bandolier. Okay.
Whatever, bro. You know,
how do you not know what a bandolier is?
I just got my GED. Leave me alone.
All right, so I mean,
you should have just laid like seriously, just laid the accent on thing.
This is
not my first language.
Excuse me, this is not my first language.
Yeah, please.
It kind of sucks.
Wait, why am I talking Russian? I have no idea.
It sucks that R2 is not here because he just bought a 3DS today.
Yeah,
so it would have been really beneficial for him to hear about it.
Oh, man. All right. You boozy.
All right. So, I guess we've talked enough about that. Let's talk, Alf. What were you doing before we started the podcast? On your phone. None of that. No, he was probably doing that, but...
Oh, what? The Magic Genie guessing
game? No, not the Magic Genie guessing game.
That's Black Magic.
No, right, you were like, I can't wait till I get home now. I got all these games.
I'm completely
lost. Maybe you should just look at the damn list.
Oh, God, yes.
Jesus, man. You're trying to run a podcast. You're trying to make it roll naturally
we're
talking,
here. We're talking around Grand Theft Auto Trailer. No. He means the Steam sales.
Oh, the Steam sales.
Oh, yeah.
So,
actually, before we were prepping up for the podcast, everybody's getting ready. I just so happened to take out the laptop here, start checking out Steam, what they had to offer for their day two summer sale. Mm-hmm. Or is it fall sale? I'm sorry.
Summer sale.
Summer sale.
Like summer sausage in the pants.
Okay, wow. So I'm looking out day twos, and I saw Chivalry. I saw...
Did you get FTL?
No, I did not get FTL. Mm-hmm. I opted not to get it. I picked up Chivalry, Fez, and I picked up Walking Dead, all five episodes.
That's pretty good. You know they just added
total spent less than $15.
You know they just added a DLC to The Walking Dead.
Yeah, 400 days.
Yeah.
I'm actually watching. I watched a couple of Let's Plays online. Mm-hmm. Not to name drop like some other.
We're gonna name drop at the end of this.
Yeah. The theme song, because that helps.
God.
That, I watched a couple of them. Then
I like to pretend we exist in this bubble. We're the only thing out there, okay? Just for a little bit.
Joey. Oh, until we talk about the...
Until we talk about the end. But
there is... Trust me, I'm going to break your bubble here. There is another podcast happening right now at this exact moment in Iowa.
I would not talk about the same garbage we are. I know. There's 8 million people in a basement somewhere just talking about the same garbage.
We're not the first ones. But yeah, no, 500 days looks great.
I thought it was 400.
400 days looks great. English is not my first language. Please. So it's a great game. I mean, I want to knock out all five episodes. I know I played the first episode on my iPad. I loved it. I just couldn't dedicate any more time with it because it was another transition in my life, whatever, everything was happening. But now
I own them. I just haven't played them yet because...
Well, now I own all of them. I just got to go home and download them.
I got the sealed limited edition up there, too.
Hold on. There's one hand clapping. No, that's two hands. That's my one hand clap.
Speaking of which, yes. I almost bought Catherine Love's over this weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's go on.
Joey's going to have to applaud it with one hand at the end because the other...
No, there's going to go... Joey, stop. Joey, just stop.
All right, but go ahead.
But you know, I can't wait to go home and just play. Actually, I've been looking forward to play Fez for a while. So
I want to be the only person on the planet who says something like this. Fuck Steam.
Oh,
fuck saving money on all those games.
Get the fuck out of this game. Get the fuck out of
this game. I only like to pay full price.
If by some miracle of time management, we managed to get this podcast up when we want to get it up.
It'll be up in a month.
And the Steam sale's still going. Do yourself a favor, log on to Steam.
Buy those games that you haven't been able to get for a month.
Yeah.
And do what I did. I did not bring my laptop. This was Joey's laptop I saw. But if you have a smartphone, there are applications for Steam. I just bought the games and they're waiting for me when I get home.
That's true.
It's amazing. Thank you, technology.
Or you do like I do. You have a badass computer that costs you about $1,000. You unplug it from the wall, so that way you don't buy any of those games. I mean, I'm not trying to be this guy. I've come to realize that every time there's a Steam sale, I probably spend about as much as I would on buying one new game. You know,
exactly. Like buy one of them.
$40 to $60. And then I play, like, one or two of them for the night I get. I'm like, oh, man, I really want to play this game. Play it for 20 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to come back to this. And I never come back.
Well, that's the joke of all Steam sales. You spend so much money, X amount of money.
Yeah.
You buy X amount of games. About 3/4 of them never get played. Right. I have Hotline Miami from the last spring sale.
I was going to say, I think that was on sale yesterday.
I had yet to play it. Yeah, it was on sale. This is what clicked in my head. I go, holy crap, I'm part of the joke. Because I never played my Hotline Miami when I paid $2 for it last
right.
sale.
But I mean, to be fair, there's something to be said, like, are you buying games you like, right?
Yeah, buying games
you like. So you're paying money for games that you like.
I've just heard great reviews. I just
went Fez is weird, dude. I mean, not weird, but...
Yeah, I got the games are...
I know. I bought Bastion again. I bought it on my Xbox, and now I bought it again on Steam. Well, I bought it yesterday.
That's the point I'm getting to.
Bastion is a great game.
At the very least, the worst you can say you're doing is giving money to developers of good games.
Morgan Freeman.
Right?
Sorry.
You're giving money to developers of good games.
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully they take this money from the Steam sales and things like that from people like us, and they make other good products.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's why Steam's great, is because it's fucking hand-to-mouth.
So, okay, yeah, good.
I heard hand-to-mouth.
Hand-to-mouth,
yeah. Yeah. Like, here you go.
Okay, the porn industry is a completely different term, but okay.
Okay, so...
I'm not in the porn industry.
Oh, is that like a... how do you mean? Will you explain it in detail? Give me several reasons why that sounds like pornography.
I'm going to do it all in a mime.
Oh, our listeners really appreciate that.
There you go.
that completely
it looked like you were just eating hot dogs really fast.
No, I was stabbing dragons and drinking their blood.
All right, so...
Just getting, like, milk right from a cow? Like,
all right, so, I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about this myself. Some things I wish I could do.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could be at California Extreme right now. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. I've told you about it before.
I know California Pizza.
California Extreme is where they rent out these hotel rooms, the conference rooms, and all the arcade and pinball owners set up their machines there. Oh. And it's a whole weekend thing. Everything's set to free play.
It's like punk rock bowling for video games.
Yeah, kind of like that. Also going on this weekend, Evo.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I would love to be at Evo.
And
so I could jump on some fucking...
It's Comic-Con next weekend, right?
Yeah.
Comic-Con's next weekend, right?
Is it next weekend already?
I think it is next weekend.
Well, you think there'll be bigger hype? I have not seen anything.
So, do we want to talk about that little... I mean, we teased a little bit, and we got off track by being on track, which is weird. Do we want to talk about a little trip we made?
I'm about some games.
I mean, let's just go over, like, really briefly.
Yeah.
We drove a couple hours out of the way, went out into the middle of nowhere, right? A little podunk town.
Yeah.
To this place we go where it's literally like a shack.
I heard banjos.
It's literally a shack.
It's like three shacks stapled together.
Right.
Literally stapled.
And then, literally like kicking aside buckets of water, catching water, you know, that are leaking through the ceiling, looking out holes in the wall where you can see outside.
Yeah.
Turning on these lamps in different places just to look at old games.
Yeah.
Like stacks of old games.
Dramatically risking all sorts of bodily harm through like fucking like spider bite. Rusted, exposed nail.
Oh, yeah, totally. Tetanus and everything.
Like the place is fucked up. However...
The deals are awesome.
We have gotten some fucking choice shit out there, y'all. Like,
yeah. What was that you pulled last time you went out there? For how much?
Oh. Gunnack. $5.
That's a good deal.
A $5 bill on Gunnack, like...
I mean, so like a brag, but that was damn good.
Yeah. So I mean, to me, the highlight was just the fact that we every time we go out and we do that kind of adventure, you know, which is known for us, and you know, I think with summer being as busy and everyone getting jobs changing and things like that, it was kind of one of our last little mini hurrahs to go out and try to do something good together. And so I really enjoyed it, and I want to make sure you guys, you know, get on tape that I had fun, you know, even though we didn't pull any Gunnacks or Felix the Cats or Godzilla 2s or. Cowboy Kid, or...
I got a manual to Dirge of Cerberus.
Again, here's the one clip.
I need a manual to Dirge of Cerberus!
What kind of crazy crap have we pulled out of there?
You pulled the crap out of his name!
Fire and Ice!
Metal Storm.
Metal Storms, no... You know, $5 Wind Wakers.
Yeah, no $5 Star Ocean Second Story.
Yeah, no, none of that stuff again. But... I mean, we had a good time.
Apparently somebody got a fucking Snow Brothers out of there.
Right, and a Snow Brothers and a Fire and Ice coming out of there.
It's a nice Holy Grail game unit in there.
Right, I mean, there was a Soul Blazer there when we went there, but, you know.
Yeah, he knew already.
He already knew that one was fucking good. What I found funny about that trip was that he questioned me about the SNES version of Breath of Fire, but had no problem selling me the SNES version of Mega Man X.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to like the price on this this $20... RPG, but I'll give you this $30 platformer.
Right? I mean, I'll...
$5, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. So, weird, but... I don't know. I just think it's one of those things, like, people should know that that's one of the things that we do. We go out and we...
We game hunt.
We game hunt. I mean...
We do. We literally dig through the dredges, and then we go to the high end, and we check out the museums.
Yeah, we check out those museums where it's like, how much is that Earthbound? Between 600 and 800. What the fuck?
How far between 600 and 800?
No. Don't what the fuck that, because you
I thought about it.
Buy that. No, Joe.
No, I said I was going to buy it before I heard the price.
No. Even after the price, you said you
were going to buy it. I hem and hawed a little bit.
God damn.
Are we getting those wet? We're getting
everybody
those
comment,
wet.
Joey, stop.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
No, it ain't no biggie. Some fucking stupid shit.
Ooh.
Oh, now we're concerned.
Yeah, I know. My $7 PS1 game. It might be getting wet.
Never mind the fuck.
Shit! Oh, shit!
I'm buying $300 in 3DSs.
All right. $7. They're fine. They're fine. They're not wet now.
All so, right. Hey, we take a lot of journeys here now and then, you know. Trying to find some obscure games, any random games we're missing.
Yeah, this is definitely.
We never disclosed this. What type of collectors we are? I am aiming for a complete NES and SNES collection.
And my hat is off to you, my man.
I'm trying
because there's so much fucking garbage.
I know. I trust
especially on that NES end, dude. I think the SNES end is a little more.
Well, considering, I mean,
what's a complete NES game to somebody? What's a complete NES collection?
No, no, no.
Licensed or unlicensed?
Well, I mean, yeah, even licensed, dude.
Even
like,
licensed or
something. Oh, no, no, it's a bunch of crap games.
Well, dude, like, what are you gonna do about that Dinosaur Peak?
What are you gonna do?
That I'll wait.
What are you gonna do?
I tell you, it probably won't happen, but it's a nice hobby for me.
Do you want to drop $100 on Princess Tomato and the Salad Kingdom?
Fuck no.
But you need it for a complete set.
I'm telling you, if I find it,
you got Tangent Tetris, dog.
Wait, hold on. This is what.
Well, that's not.
This is my plan. I want to. I want to try to finish a whole collection. Now, if I can't, I'm happy with the collection I have right now.
But no, no, no.
Wait, wait. Right now, my number, I'm over 340. I'm happy with that cart number.
What you need from over there? You just pull it. No, I'll make fun of you.
It's on tape. He said it. You heard it. Thank you.
Just pull it. There's a delete button, man. I mean,
like, I said just pull it. I didn't say you wouldn't have to pay.
Pull and run?
I mean, but, to be fair, I didn't.
He means your dick in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, pull this to get that.
You know how many times I've done that already?
Oh, shit. Please. Oh, God. All right, so a little. We had a little fun trip. So
no, wait. Disclose. What type of collector are you? All sorts,
you know,
of all trades.
I try to have a lot of everything. I focus on, like, personally for me, I focus on
Nintendo.
I do focus on Nintendo, but I focus
in
on
its entirety.
I focus on the things that I played when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Then from there I branch out to things that I didn't necessarily get to play, but I enjoy the idea of, like, those stupid licensed games. Like, if you put a licensed character in a game that isn't, I'm not talking
to I'm like, hey, Joey, you want to play some Yo-Noid?
Exactly. Like, Yo-Noid.
Or some Cool Spot.
Cool Spot, Chester Cheetah,
oh,
Mick
Chester
Kids.
Cheetah.
Exactly.
Oh.
Those games, sometimes they got some good points to them.
They don't.
Sometimes they got some a
dude,
lot
Mick
of bad points.
Shit, what are you talking about?
Thank you. That game was good.
Fuck that game. If you can find all the golden arches of McDonald's symbol, whatever that is.
Yeah, golden arches.
Oh, bless you, because goddamn. As a kid, I can only find, like, what,
and
two?
Then,
before I, like, eh.
And then it branches out from there of things I've either played or things I have a reverence for.
Also, I want to add to Joey, just because he's not going to say it. He's also,
I was going to say expensive shit.
No, not even expensive shit. Just, if Joey likes the company.
Yeah, that's true, too. I will buy
he will. He's not even a collector. He's just a supporter. Like, Joey has all the Forzas over there. I've never seen Joey play Forza in my life.
I've played the Forzas.
But I'm just saying, I've never I've never seen you play them.
I am on the novice level of fan of Forza.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You're a fan of the company, and so you give them money every time.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, hey, I'll try to back up Atlas or Miss America when I try to can, you know, once in a while.
Yeah, no, I completely understand.
Right, so I'll buy some games here and there.
Yeah, so I'm I guess I'm the most niche out of everybody.
Straight PlayStation RPG.
Yeah, I collect RPGs, and that's really close to about it. Not only that, they have to be the original printing.
Oh, nice.
They also have to include a manual.
Did you go look in that box I told you to look in?
No.
All right, great.
What's in it?
Remember you were asking about 4 and 6?
Oh, sure, yeah. But yeah, mainly PS1... really, really big on PS1 and SNES RPGs. PS2 is actually rising. It's probably the collection.
You're right. Your PS2 collection, because there's a. But I mean, that's like just 12 years of just straight putting out 4, 5, 6 RPGs a year.
Totally.
So that's, you know, 40 games easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you happen to finally pick up all three Rise? All three, or maybe.
I only have the first. Or no, I only have the second one. I have Atelier Islands.
You can be so mad that's all the PS3 one.
I guess, like, I'm so happy I got them. I got them all three.
Really?
But I bought them when I was a teenager. Not knowing that I was a real big fan of them.
Well, I'll let a brother know if you're ever looking to give me
one.
No, I'm good.
I was like, I was on nothing, boy. I gave that all to Joey.
I give good stuff to you.
Yeah, I never got a Goodwill box that was like, hey, man, here's all these.
It'll come.
To be fair, I have been giving him back other boxes.
He's been helping me.
I was like, here you go, Al. How much is this box?
All right. Aside from the NES and SNES, anything Zelda box, that's me too.
Oh, I know. You're super dick hard on Zelda.
How much would you give with that bobblehead?
Handies all day long.
Dude, that fucking bobblehead is rad. We need to just can we like just picture? It's gonna be an audio file only.
I do want to talk about that though.
What?
I decided to sell my Skylanders.
Yes, you did. You decided to sell your Skylanders. Apart from Joey being a very eclectic collector.
But that's another thing. That fits into my whole thing. Ask me why I bought Skylanders.
Joey, why did you buy Skylanders?
Because I wanted them to make one with the Marvel license.
Yeah, I get that. I mean,
granted, the Disney did their own thing now, and they own Marvel, and I don't think
it's gone the Star Wars way too.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's gonna pan out the way
so
I wanted it.
So Hero Clicks, but Skylanders.
Yeah,
is that what you're looking for?
That's completely
not bad.
Video Hero Clicks.
Yeah. Like that idea. I'm still trying to back up Disney Infinity. That looks amazing to me.
The only problem I have is some of that stuff looks kind of cartoony. A little too cartoon.
But it doesn't look like the Disney quality of animation.
Right. Like, if I'm getting cartoon Jack Sparrow, I want, like, super cartoon Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, not like he looks like a Lego.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess so, yeah. I don't know. I saw Wreck-It Ralph and I got sold. And then I saw the Duckburg, Scrooge McDuck.
That's what sold you.
Yeah, man. That was amazing. I'm like, you can add all this? This is awesome. I love it. All
right. So,
let's move on.
Alf, what do you think about the GTA 5 trailer, man?
That's garbage.
Oh, it's garbage?
It's just straight.
I mean, all right, moving on. GTA 5 looks like it sucks. Well, let's talk about that. So, Rockstar released their new GTA 5 trailer, which was made entirely of in-game gameplay footage.
Mm-hmm.
So,
first off, I really admire that. I can't stand seeing a video game commercial where I have no idea what I'm going to be diving into. Like, when it's so purely based off of the cinematic, and it's just like, okay, like, I understand what the character fucking looks like. What do I do in this?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I love E3 and I hate E3 at the same moment. Well, yeah, when they demo all their games,
pre-rendered bullshit.
It's pre-rendered bullshit. It's all pre-recorded. So you have people say, "Oh, so Tom here is gonna play here, or, you know, to his mission." I'm like, he's just choreographed to do some moves, you know.
Or you get that thing like what happened with Aliens Colonial Marines, where it's like, this is a target that we're aiming for. Remember the Aliens Colonial Marines, where they're like, they showed that demo, that gameplay demo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I know where you're going at.
And it was really, really phenomenal. Everyone was like, oh, that looks fucking good.
Yeah, I got duped.
And then it was like,
I got duped by that video.
Yeah.
I totally got jacked by that video, trust me.
So
it was a horrible purchase on my behalf.
You bought that shit?
Because I was going off that video.
I know. It was more like a...
I played it. I paused the game about maybe 13 minutes into the game.
So you almost beat it.
I almost beat it. 13 minutes into the game. And I actually said to myself, this isn't what I was promised. What the hell am I playing?
You know, sometimes I always feel like when some people say that, like, did you do no other research? You know,
I mean,
in that particular case, I felt the same way up until that game launched.
If you look at a demo and you play a demo,
right?
Like,
the game didn't deliver what it advertised.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Up until that game launched, where, you know, it did this traditional thing. Like, okay, let's back up the bus here just a little bit before we run down Aliens Colonial Marines.
If I
imagine the kind of people we would get on this podcast would know this, but it bears to be said. If for some reason it's Monday night before midnight and you haven't seen a review on the game that you're thinking about buying tomorrow on Tuesday, that's probably a bad sign.
Well, the thing is, Alien Colonial Marines, you're aiming towards the target audience. Everyone that loves aliens.
Right.
So, everyone that loves aliens also loves first-person shooters.
Let me continue on that thought, though. So, that was one of those games where, even at 9 o'clock that morning, reviews weren't up.
That's true.
Because the company hadn't sent out any review copies. So, if major game publications, major websites aren't getting review copies of that game, it's a good sign there's something not right there.
Right.
So, but go ahead. I mean, everyone was duped. I'm gonna say,
but let's just get back on track. Listen, the Grand Theft Auto one, I loved it.
Right.
I loved everything about it. And like Kyle was saying, it's not something, hey, here's the character, supposed to look like in-game, but it's all CGI, pre-rendered, whatever. No.
Yeah.
This is completely, hey, this is a mission. You're undertaking it right now. As we speak, you're watching it live. I'm like, everything about the game was beautiful. I loved it. I, to myself, I'm like, this is actually current gen. This isn't next gen. This is going to be out on the 360 and PS3.
Yeah.
Right. It looked good. It looked great. It looked phenomenal. And I want to say this. Before I saw that gameplay trailer, I was really worried that it was going to be another GTA 3 Vice City San Andreas 4 kind of situation.
Like every single game that's come out in the Grand Theft Auto series past 3 has been in the same formula that 3 was so successful with.
Right, but I mean, I'm not. That's not to say 4 didn't have that unique thing. The nice thing I liked about 4 was once I got done playing it, I realized that, and then they announced the DLC, that they had woven this story that was a lot tighter and a lot more intricate than they initially had let on.
I want to touch on that, because 4 was awesome. The story was great. You actually fell for Nico.
No. Let me back up. But go ahead.
What I hated was actually doing the side stupid missions that were forced on you. Hey, cousin, do you want to go bowling?
Let me tell you why I didn't like Nico Bellic. Let me tell you why I didn't like Nico Bellic. Good character, as far as how he was acted out. But he's like, oh, I'm trying to get out of this world. How am I going to get out of this world? By doing the same shit that got me in it. Right?
I agree wholeheartedly. I thought Nico was entirely one-dimensional.
Oh, I don't want to do these bank robberies no more. What's my next mission? Rob a bank? I'll rob a bank.
Yeah.
I mean, Grant, the story that was there about revenge and family and responsibility and this all this stuff, it was a good story. It was a good thing.
All they had to do was not try to mask it by making Nico into something that he's not.
Well, right. It goes into the mindset. How do you get a character out of those depths of, like, low slum?
But, I mean, like, but that's...
Find his way out of it.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, there was no reason to try to get that character away from that. That's who Nico Bellic is.
I guess,
like,
yes.
Right,
he's the trash man. You know what I mean? Like, he's seen the kids die in the countries. He's seen the war. He's seen the ravages of tyrannical dictatorship. The fact that he's doing that whole, like, oh, I have to get away with, like, what you were saying, like, it's so hypocritical. Like, if it had just been like, yeah, I've seen those things, that's how shit is.
Right.
And then Nico had just been that motherfucker.
Or if he even just said, one line could save it all. If I could find a way to get away from all this, I would. But it seems that I can't.
Yeah.
Right?
Done.
I mean, that takes away from the
fact. Well, I mean, he may have said something like that, but he didn't mean it because he kept doing the shit.
Right. But, I mean, it takes away from
If it had more validity than just the line.
But it takes away from the fact that they tried out that three-character story model.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seems to me that they're definitely pushing that into 5. You know, I mean, it seems to me. It's obvious that that's what they're doing in 5.
Oh, you know what? Little tiny irk.
Mm-hmm.
Roman numeral, little fucking banner over it that says 5.
Am I
some sort of fucking retard? Like, oh, I want Grand Theft Auto V!
I haven't heard anyone exactly say, oh, you got that Grand Theft Auto V coming in, yeah?
Dude, like, I just, it's...
You know how many idiots there are in this world?
Yeah, but sell to the people.
I'm one of them. So.
Sell to the people who aren't.
Smell like corn chips in here, boy.
Just straight up, you got some corn fit sheep, motherfuckers. What are you
doing? My feet sweat.
They smell like corn chips. I'm telling you that.
But anyway.
My bad.
But anyway. I don't want to smell your corn
feet. You're good. They're right there. Oh. But anyway, I do feel like by doing that, you know, it's the money logo bullshit thing, you know.
Yeah.
There was a thing on.
Also, the dumb girl with the cell phone picture.
There was a meme going around the other day. That I don't know if you guys saw, is like if you looked at the top left hand corner of everyone. No, it's a helicopter.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one, yeah.
And then, you know, of course, you throw a wrench in that by looking at 1 and 2 and.
Wasn't everyone like. Stories. What's this fucking shack? What's the shack?
Yes.
What's going on in the shack? That's where I want to go.
Exactly.
Guess what? When you pop in the game, you're going to go there.
You're going to go to the shack.
That's your house.
You start out in the shack.
Nah, man. It's gonna be that Gatling gun just waiting for you right there.
Alright.
Oh, shit.
So, the other news about Grand Theft Auto that came out this week was that mandatory install 8 gigs.
So suck it, 4 gig owners.
Right. So Microsoft has been very strict, and this policy might have changed, and I've not known about it because I have a 250 gig hard drive. Well, I obviously have a 320.
You have 320 now, yeah.
But you can't install games on a flash drive, which you would use if you were...
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right? So, are basically people who own 4 gigs going to be screwed now, you know?
Yeah. You're going to have to buy that proprietary hardware.
Right. And then there's the thing is, like, as Microsoft has been very adamant about in the past, they don't like you to launch a game that you are required to own another piece of equipment. Like, they've been the lowest common denominator kind of company. Like,
yeah.
Hey, we have this system that's for lowest common denominator. You have to design things for this.
Yeah.
And, you know, are we signaling the end? I'm wondering if we're starting to signal maybe the end of the 4 gig?
No.
Or maybe the end of that policy about installing games to
non-hard drive.
This is the way I attack it. Every time I talk about it, there's two separate systems. It's a 4 gig versus the 250. Mm-hmm. When you come in, I talk to you, and I'm like, what are you going to use it for? Online or offline? We're going to take out the whole factor of, besides the 250, you can install full games and run it.
So your argument is that a 4 gig is a single player system.
Exactly. Okay. So that's why I'm running it. Because you can install the full game. You know, and get more.
What is it, Grand Theft? But aside from what they showed in that trailer about multiplayer, Grand Theft Auto is a single player game.
It is. I understand that. But wait. Now the core console is the 4 gig versus the 250. Like I was saying, you can install the full game, and increase the life expectancy on the hard drive, because the hard drive, when you install the full game, runs less. It doesn't burn up as fast. You know?
Oh, yeah,
it
runs quieter.
Runs quieter and burns smarter. So, yeah. So you're increasing the life expectancy. 4 gig, you can add on any hard drive, on the 250 or 3. I believe the 250's been X'd.
Yeah, so probably, I think so.
320s now? Yeah. All right, so they're doing 320s. So that's fine. But that's the choice you made when you bought it. You want a cheap 4 gig offline system that you can play? Again, you can play online, but just, you're limited to what you can download and what have you. Or do you want the 250 whole kit and caboodle where you can just go out full force? Mm-hmm. You made your choice on purchase. They gave you choices. People come in, they're like, I only have $200 to blow, man. I'm sorry. So yeah, that's it. Buy that system. Well, that's all it is, man.
Well, I'm just saying, but it's one of those things like, are retail chains, mom and pop stores, Microsoft, everyone, etc., anyone who's going to sell this game, are they going to tell people? I mean, granted, they should be responsible enough to tell people, hey, if you have a 4 gig, you have to have you need to get a hard drive to play this.
I won't disclose where I work, but yes, I always do that as a customer.
Always. Well, but you're a gamer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a gamer selling to another gamer. I'm talking about the lady who works in the electronics department of Walmart who can only tell you the name of the game because it's sitting right in front of her.
What if
there is some sort of like brass mandate from on high that's like, yo, Rockstar, you gotta put that shit in bold on the cover of your game.
This game requires a hard drive.
This much space.
Sure requires. Like, Battlefield 3 had no such thing on it.
But it has an optional install.
Yeah.
Well, if you want the protectors.
You don't need those HD packages, son.
You don't need it, but it makes the game look like it's advertised. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
Right, no, I completely understand.
I'm pretty sure Grand Theft Auto can run without that 8-gig mandatory.
I completely understand why Microsoft
So it's mandatory. It's not just optional.
It is mandatory.
Okay, so
on
that's
the Xbox 360, it is a 2-disc set.
All right, so
the second disc
is
the install disc. The first disc that you never see again. The first disc is the game.
I thought this would be optional where the renders will be run lower.
What I read was mandatory install on both the PS3 and the 360.
You read it? I didn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's an interesting quandary, to be in. And just something that, granted, we're just, honestly, it's one of those things. It's nice to be able to spitball just between three dudes and talk about it. No, that bourbon's good.
It's rough at this point, son.
I would suggest you fill it up a little bit because we got some things coming here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about to be the sad time.
So, all right.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess we're going to take about the last 10 minutes to get a little somber, get a little close to the mic.
Right. So, I mean, it's weird because, I don't even know how to put it to words the right way, but I'm going to try.
All right, lay it on me, Johnny.
Let's talk about heroes and inspirations. But, okay, so we've talked about this before on the podcast, that we don't want to name drop. And we've mentioned one site and one thing in particular a couple times.
Maybe two.
But let's focus on the subject at hand. The subject at hand is on July 3rd, GiantBomb.com, their
editor-in-chief/proprietor,
co-founder,
all-around good guy,
Ryan Davis passed away on July 3rd, and news came out.
Thankfully, of natural causes.
Right, as far as we know, and then,
speculated natural causes.
Right, but who really cares? He was a stand-up guy. I don't care how he died. News came out on Monday, and it just really ripped the internet wide open on how much.
Do you remember how it was when we found out? Do you remember that?
I remember you and I were sitting there and we were just
We were looking up some bullshit.
Yeah,
we're,
and
we're
I was
going
like,
to Giant Bomb to look up some bullshit.
Right, to watch some stupid video or something.
And just plaster on the front page, just a picture of him.
Yeah,
white background.
Yeah, and, Ryan Davis has passed, you know.
And the immediate, instant reaction was, oh, this joke is in poor taste.
Yeah, I was like, no, this isn't real. This is not real. This is not, you know, Ryan Davis just got married.
Yeah, they're doing
a let's
farewell single Ryan.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, the news comes out that, no, this is real. This is a thing that happened. And
I want to make a point real quick that none of us actually have met Ryan Davis before.
And that's a sad thing.
Yeah,
and that's why
we've all had our experiences with them as gamers and as individuals who greatly respect their not only their opinion, but also their craft.
Right, exactly. To say that Giant Bomb was anything short of a majority of the inspiration of why I wanted to do this, both the podcast, the website, the videos that we've been working on, the everything would be a complete and utter disservice to them.
Yeah.
And to say that Ryan Davis wasn't an important part of that...
For me, one of the bigger...
Right, would be complete brutal dishonesty on my part.
Yep.
And for me, I took it really hard for someone that I never met, who only spoken to me through
tweets
and
maybe like little chats on like
the chats on a live thing or whatever, you know, nothing more than a couple words, you know, but I really, you know, through the, and I guess like the way I suppose they built something that I would hope to build here, you know.
Oh man, if I
that
could,
kind
if
of
I
rapport
could get...
with at least the audience, even if the audience is, you know, comes down that
one yeah, it ends
person,
up being 10 people, but they
love
people, us as much
but
as...
But they love us as much as that, then we're doing what we wanted to do with this.
Yeah. So, for me, I know we're gonna go around and do little
right. I think,
personal
I mean,
bits and whatnot.
I think we should... I mean, let's... I know well, this is a terrible way to do it. We'll start with Alf, because Alf has the least experience with the Bombcast. I know your experience with the Bombcast and Giant Bomb is limited to being around me. Then we'll go to Kyle, and then we'll come back to me, because I have the most. And then, this is one of those things I wish we had planned this a little better, so we could have Sean on here, because me and Sean and you could go back and forth a little more about this. But, again, I don't want to seem like we're talking a lot about something.
I think it's worth the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think, we'll just talk about it until it's done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're correct. I haven't been fully experienced in the whole Bombcast universe, let's put it that way. Possibly the last three podcasts that I've listened to. Very informative. I laughed. I actually agreed with their point of views. And I tend to lean toward Ryan. Like, it was awesome. It was that guy that I could see myself being a friend with him in real life.
Totally.
If I ever met him. If I ever met him, he would have been like one of those buds, like one of you guys. Any of you guys that... I would appreciate spending my time with
him. He definitely seemed like that kind of guy. Yeah.
And I could just shoot the shit. We could go out drinking, have fun, cause, I don't know, havoc, but just have a good time. Paint the town red, you know? And that's the type of guy I wanted to chill with. It's nothing extravagant, but it was a fun guy on my terms. And I don't necessarily have that strong bond like possibly you guys have for maybe years or whatever X amount of time that you've listened to him. But hearing his passing, actually, I heard it from Kyle when he texted me, and then Joey himself actually told me in my face. I took it somber. It really did hit me. I'm like, okay, it's like one of those guys that, like Joey was saying, you don't know him. You never met him in real life, but it still impacts your life somehow. Because like I said, I saw him as a friend.
Right.
I didn't see him as a friend. And I saw all the Bombcast friends, all the Let's Players, I see them like friends. And it goes to show you how far in the social media world that we live in that you could create this bond by just listening to somebody, be it that they agree with you on something, they don't agree with you, but they explain why, and you can see the open the point of views. And I love that about Ryan sometimes, man. Like, when he talked, he really didn't speak. He spoke from the heart, of course, but he spoke to me mostly because he agreed with a lot of me, you know. And listening to the latest podcast when we were actually traveling up for those game hunts that we were doing a couple days ago, or yesterday, was it? I'm sorry, yesterday.
Hearing all the stories that I wish I listened to, you know, or I wish I was part of them, just like them laughing and just, you know, shooting the shit and showing the persona in live form that I've been missing. I wish I was there to experience. I really do wish I did experience that with them, like, and I wish I had a closer bond like you guys have somehow, well, you know, like listening to all the podcasts.
What's really weird is I kind of envy you in the way that anything I show you now is new to you.
Yeah.
And it's still funny.
It is. It is.
It's going to be there, you know. Then.
Well, I took it upon me. Like, of course, I already subscribed to Giant Bomb.
There's so much.
I already subscribed to Giant Bomb on my podcast streams. And I've been hearing already some of the past previous ones. Like, we heard that one yesterday. The latest ones, the In Memoriam. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. But I started hearing more, and it goes to show me what I've been missing. But it's like he's still alive.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird.
So I never got to meet him, so I can't feel that sorrowful because he's still alive. To me, every time he speaks now, it's something new.
Yeah,
it's something new to me. I can't even begin to imagine what it feels like. Any other listener, you guys right here in the room right now, like what it would feel like to listen to his old voices, old podcast. Because like I heard that. I agree. I'm like, I'm experiencing it for the first time. I'm like, man, I still agree with Ryan. I'm like, oh wait,
an interesting segue into me because that's like my biggest regret with him being gone is that. I just won't get that much new stuff out of Ryan anymore.
Yeah.
For me, the biggest thing for me is obviously the dude was like 5 days deep on a new marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's like, whether, I don't care if you're the coldest, heartless bastard around, 5 days into a marriage, that's too soon. Like it's mind-boggling. Like I would have no idea how to cope with that kind of loss.
My condolences to his wife.
Like, oh, I can't even begin to imagine. Believe me, first off, the Giant Bomb followers have made this, I don't want to say a pleasant experience, but you know, right. as transitionally as easy as it could be for her. Tons of people buying the t-shirts and whatnot in order to, there's all sorts of donations and funds going to her and stuff like that. And it's really a tremendous thing that all these people are getting together for and whatnot.
Let's step back to me for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to do a podcast for a while and let's plays and what have you, because, you know, I want to be part of this. I want to experiment, you know, and try new things based upon my hobbies and my love for my interests.
I got some stuff for you to do.
No. But listening to Giant Bomb every now and then, like, that's where I wanted to model off everything after, you know, like, just talk.
What is it?
You know, we have a format, like a script, but literally it's like 5 sentences, and we could stretch it out to an hour and a half.
That's what I look at it as, is bullet points.
Exactly, and
go from there.
So I modeled it after that, and the way I see it, I was a fan, just three listeners in, that was amazing. I can't imagine... like you guys, like I said, but
I'm not even as deep as Joey is on it.
So, the fan base, like, I don't know how I can even express, like, I can't be in your shoes
because
of me, but the power of what technology has given to us, and it just really does impact you, you know? It does. It's not like a close friend from high school or elementary school that passes away. It's sorrowful, it's depressing, it's heartbreaking, it's everything like that, but to feel those same exact feelings, or maybe...
Yeah, it hits you in a really similar way.
It does hit you in a similar way, and it's amazing how it does that.
Oh, I'm going to tell you the straight, honest truth, man. I like to consider myself a big, burly dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got that news. I went home early from work that day, and I went home and I slept, because I didn't want to think about it. Because all I was doing was just looking at the fucking phone, just over and over and over, just like, I can't wrap my head around it. You know, like, I respect this dude so much, and like he's, like Joey was saying, like basically a role model for me. Just having that same fucking monkey on your back that's like, hey man, he's gone. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's not coming back.
Yeah.
Weighs heavy on you. You know what I mean?
And we're not affiliated in any way.
We're just
three dudes that got
to touch. We're on the complete opposite side of the continent.
The spectrum is
completely off.
And then on top of that, you know, we're talking about professional dudes, and we're rank fucking amateurs here.
Yeah.
This is amateur hour. For real.
But, oh, yeah, we're not even fucking close to their level as far as professionality or even quality.
Yeah,
in terms of.
But I feel like I said, it would be a complete utter disservice if we didn't mention it and didn't talk about how important that he is
to the entire industry.
Right. I mean, exactly. That speaks volumes to the kind of person you are to have that kind of impact. You know, granted, you're just a games journalist, games reviewer, blog, website, however you want to quantify what Giant Bomb is, you know. But to have that kind of outpouring both from game companies, fans, you know.
Other reviewers. Sessler was in tears.
Right, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm the social media guy, so Twitter, to be a top trending hashtag. Yeah, I was going to say,
top trend.
He was a top trending topic, like, on Twitter was talking about that. That speaks volumes.
Yeah.
That really does speak volumes. It's not just a bunch of 18, 17-year-olds talking about Justin Bieber or whatever have you. These are people that show affection towards a man they never met.
Yeah.
Or they have met, you know, whatever. But it just goes to show you the power, man. It's just amazing what it does.
Right.
I mean, I can only hope that we achieve that someday. Even if we don't,
right?
I feel proud that we are doing something.
In the same industry.
We are in the same industry somehow.
To be even somehow in the same offshoot of a brush stroke of the tapestry they create would be an honor. And, you know, like I said, like,
we're miles from that starting ripple.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I guess I should talk a little bit about it. You know, I found Giant Bomb not too long after what they call Gershman Gate, which were after Jeff Gershman had left GameSpot. I wasn't a real big GameSpot fan, so I wasn't.
Nobody was.
Right, well, I wasn't up on, you know, I feel bad that I missed out on him, the content they were creating there, because it sounded like it was quality, but I really felt like at that time, like, that kind of site wasn't for me, you know. I was looking for these odd one-off reviews and things like that. And I got where I didn't trust reviews, but then when they said, you know, when Giant Bomb came around and I saw that it was this new style of website, you know, videos, podcasts, things and that, and I finally got to the place where, you know, I had room for something like that. And so I kind of off and on went to the site. It took me forever to finally subscribe to the podcast because the idea of why would I want to listen to some people talk for hours on end about nonsense?
Yeah.
That's why they have, you know, whatever. So I remember finding the site, watching some of the stuff, and, you know, gradually sinking my teeth in and, you know, looking for that voice that, went, you know, closely resembled mine. And, of course, the first voice, you know, everyone hears that there when you listen to the podcast and everything was Ryan Davis. And so immediately I'm like, okay, this guy's kind of cool, this kind of stuff. And I dug into, like, some of the things he was doing of This Ain't No Game, which was his little video review series of movies based on video games, and then based around the premise of video games, which was on the sequel of that. And I was like, okay, this guy is really cool. And I remember sticking to the site, you know, just listening to the podcast and having a lot of laughs. You know, I knew, and I got to where I was itching for every Tuesday to come around because I knew that at Tuesday around 6 or 7 o'clock on my time that a new podcast would come out.
And you were going to get that 2-3 hours.
I was going to get that 2 or 3 hours of just solid sitting, chuckling to myself, either, you know, because
even if it's just driving somewhere.
Driving somewhere or playing some stupid, you know, like playing Peggle or something.
Just, right, yeah.
Just so I had some, I was doing something while I was listening to the podcast. And then, you know, as time progressed on, you know, I distinctly remember being really excited when I found out that Ryan was going to play Chrono Trigger for the endurance run because it's my favorite game.
Oh, man. That is one for the ages, man.
Exactly. And it's a great video series. And I recommend if anyone hasn't played Chrono Trigger or watched that Ryan and Patrick play Chrono Trigger, it's really good.
Is it just Ryan and Patrick the whole time?
It's Ryan and Patrick the whole time.
All right, cool.
I think they have it in like 24 or 25 episodes.
Yeah.
They're about 30 to 40 minutes each. You know, maybe some a little longer, maybe some a little shorter. It's really good. And, you know,
Is that where it was done? Final nail in the coffin? Joey was just...
That's what sealed me in, is like a lot of that kind of stuff. They were doing a lot of the live shows that were sealing me in, you know, as I was getting, you know. I was at a time where I had all this spare time that I could absorb so much content, and I started absorbing more content. And the more I absorbed, the more bigger fan I became, the bigger fan I became, the more I, you know, recognized.
More t-shirts you ordered.
The more t-shirts I ordered, that's correct. I sprawled out from the Giant Bomb Premium t-shirts into other t-shirts. You know,
I see you wear that Whiskey Media roller coaster. Like,
That's a member shirt. The Lincoln Force one is the one that's not.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one as well. Yeah, I forgot about it. I haven't seen you wear that shirt in like fucking Fortnite.
It's in the dirty clothes, Paul.
But stuck together to us all this time.
Stuck to some other
stuff. Yeah, I wish I knew what you guys were talking about. Like, I wish I could add in.
We'll get you there.
We'll get you a commemorative t-shirt when they start sending those out. But I don't know, like,
I'd love to have that Ryan Davis Pikachu.
I don't know specifically what they're going to do, but I'm going to be there to absorb it. And, you know, it bums me out because I think about, you know, California Extreme coming up this weekend. And I know that's something that Ryan Davis talked about that I always thought was really cool because that man had a wealth of knowledge about that era of games. And, you know,
that's like the biggest loss for me, too. Like, when you think about it, like, all that fucking knowledge.
All that game knowledge, all that pop culture reference.
Everything that encompasses who I am, basically.
Right, it's like this person...
Gone.
This mirror image of what you want to be and who you want to be, you know, just gone, you know, like that.
Fucking 34, man.
Exactly, so...
All right,
but that's why we're drinking a little bourbon tonight, and
that's why we're gonna toast to him.
Exactly, to Ryan.
Salute, Ryan.
I can't finish it. I'm sorry.
To you, buddy.
To you, man.
And I think we're gonna end on that. Yeah. You know,
we'll make you laugh next week, guys.